As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to talk about New Year's celebrations and traditions. For me, these celebrations have changed a lot over the years. When I was a little kid, I loved staying up late. It was the only night of the year that my parents would let me go to bed after midnight. When I was a teenager, I started going out to parties, and then, when I was older, I would go to pubs and nightclubs. Now I have two children of my own, so I stay in with my wife, and we let our kids stay up late to see in the new year. To stay in means to stay in your home. It's the opposite of to go out. So you can decide on New Year's Eve if you want to go out, perhaps to a restaurant or to a party, or if you want to stay in. To stay up means to go to bed much later than normal. Sometimes we say to stay up late, meaning to stay awake and not go to bed until late at night. It's not the same as just staying awake. You need to keep doing things. So if I'm reading a good book, I'm terrible at going to bed. I end up staying up really late reading, especially if I can finish the book. To see in is a strange expression. To see in the new year. If you are awake at midnight on the 31st of December, then you are seeing in the new year. We don't really see in anything else. I suppose it means to witness the start of the year. In one dictionary, it said it means to celebrate the start of the new year, but I don't think it's as strong as that. It just means to witness the start of the year. You might ask someone, "How are you going to see in the new year?" As midnight draws near, I always turn on the TV. There's usually a live musical performance by a pop star on BBC One that stops just before midnight, and then the clock on Elizabeth Tower, or Big Ben as it's more commonly known, is shown, as well as shots of crowds of people waiting across the river from the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel on the banks of the River Thames. The bells in the clock tower chime, and then there's a countdown, and then, when Big Ben strikes, the new year has begun. For each of the bongs, fireworks streak across the sky and explode. That very instant, a massive fireworks display starts as thousands of rockets screech into the sky, accompanied by music and drones. When the fireworks stop, a traditional song starts and people link arms and sing together. The song we all sing is a traditional song called Auld Lang Syne. The words for the song were written by the Scottish poet Robert Burns and are in Scots, which is one of the official languages in the UK and is closely related to English, so lots of the words are the same or very similar to English.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Auld Lang Syne means old long since, or old times. It tells the story of old friends who are celebrating their friendship. The words are: should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my Joe, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll take a cup. A kindness yet, for Auld Lang Syne. An acquaintance is someone you've met. It's similar to friend, only not as strong. So there are lots of people in your life who are not quite your friends, but who you recognise and would say hello to if you saw them somewhere. Perhaps a shopkeeper in a shop that you use regularly, or your postman or teachers. These are people you are acquainted with. They are people you know, but they're not really your friends. However, in the song, old acquaintance means old friends. So the first line asks, should old friends be forgotten? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Never brought to mind means never thought about or remembered. Idiom, bring to mind, means to make you remember something. You can say that something brings to mind a memory. So, the smell of baking bread might bring to mind memories of your grandmother's kitchen. So the first verse is asking if old friends and old times should be forgotten. And then, in the chorus, the answer is, for Auld Lang Syne, my Joe. My Joe is Scots and is translated to my dear in the English version of the song. My dear is an affectionate or loving way to talk to someone who you care about. For auld lang syne, my Jo, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness for old times. I think that this means we will drink something. And as this is a Scots poem, I think that that drink will be whiskey. We'll drink a glass of whiskey for old times, or to honour and remember old times, old friends and old memories. And then, after thinking about old times and old memories, it's time to look to the new year and to make plans for the future. Lots of people start each new year making a list of things that they want to do. These are called New Year's resolutions. A resolution at the new year is a promise to yourself to do something. It comes from the verb to resolve, which means to make a formal or really strong decision. If you resolve to do something, then you really, really want to do it. So resolutions are similar. They carry the same sense that you really, really want to do them. I'm not sure how many people stick to them, but I think it's a good idea to reflect and start the year with a positive attitude towards things that you want to do better in the new year. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. As always, I love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or on Spotify or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If you have any questions or comments about this topic or anything related to English or learning English, please do get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a happy new year.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.